morning, everybody. This coming year in Israel is going to be a Shemitah year, and the advertisements have already started coming about how you can participate in the mitzvah of Shemitah all the way from Chutz La'aretz. All you need to do is to pay a few dollars in order to purchase a small piece of land or a tree in Eretz Yisrael, and through that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Shemitah even while here in Chutz La'aretz. So the question is that true? Do you accomplish anything by spending a few dollars to purchase a tree or something like that in Eretz Yisrael? Is one, in fact, in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shemitah when doing so? It seems like a really nice way to support from farmers who are unable to work, if that's where the money, in fact, is going. But these things always sound like a scam, the way that they're presented. So you just have to look a little bit deeper and see if, am I really buying land in Israel? Does the money really go to the farmers? Does it go to some guy who's selling a few inches of his backyard or his living room? Meaning, what exactly is going on over here? And is this, in fact, a fulfillment of the mitzvah? So Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva on this in his Sefer on Shviyas, and he points out, he discusses, is there a midos chasidus even to enter into a chiyuv of shvisas karka b'shviyas if you're not already in that position of someone who owns karka? Meaning, of course, if you own a farm, then there's a mitzvah to have shvisas karka and to not work the farm. But do I put myself in a position, do I have an obligation, or even a midas chasidus, to put myself in a position where I will become a landowner so that I can fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah? So it would seem, says Rav Asher Weiss, that there is no mitzvah to do so, just as we never heard that somebody should go buy donkeys and horses in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemto b'Shabbos. Right? There's a mitzvah of Shvisas Behema on Shabbos, but I don't own a donkey, so I can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema. So maybe we should start a business where everybody can buy a chelik and a donkey, and then everybody will be able to be yotzei in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema. So Rav Asher Weiss says that we don't do that. So apparently there's no such inyan of a midas chasidus to enter into a position where you can then fulfill the mitzvah b'shevi al taseh by not having your animal do work on Shabbos. Furthermore, Rav Asher holds, against the minchas chinuch mitzvah tes, that there is no obligation to buy chametz on Erev Pesach in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. Let's say it comes Erev Pesach, and I'm gluten-free all year. I don't have any chametz anyway. So do I have to go out of my way to buy chametz so that I can fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu? Minchas chinuch says yes. Rav Asher Weiss thinks not so, because any mitzvah where the primary emphasis is the result, it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and not a maisa-oriented mitzvah, would not require us to be nichnas into the chiyuv. Even the Chazon Ish in Demai, in Simon Beis, who says that there might be a midas chasidus to leave over maisos with which you can fulfill the mitzvah of biur, and there's a midas chasidus to buy chametz in order to burn it, he might agree that midas chasidus is only for mitzvahs that one fulfills with a kumba asay. But shvisas karkas b'shevi alta asay, you fulfill Shvisas Karka by not doing anything. So to enter into a situation so that you cannot do anything and thereby fulfill Shemitah, maybe even the Chazon Ish would agree that there's no such inyan. And even though in Maaseh Rav and Oskar Feiz it says that the Gra bought a behema mevakeres, bought an animal that was about to have its first offspring, and gave the Bechar to a Kohen, and said Shachianu, so that he could fulfill the mitzvah of Bechar, so he was the Gra, and he did things on a different level, so it's not necessarily a Raya to what everybody else is supposed to do. Did you ever hear of anybody else in the whole history of the world that ever did something like that? So he was the Gra, so he can't necessarily, and also, that's a case of a Kumva Asay, to actually give the Behema to a Kohen, but over here it's Shevi Alta said. Then Rav Asher Weiss writes that the issur of working the land and the mitzvah of Shvisas Karka applies to all people, regardless of whether they own the land. The Jewish people have to rest the land of Israel, whether you own the land or not. That's really subject to a significant machlokas rishonim, whether it's a mitzvah on the owner of the land, a mitzvah on the worker of the land, or a mitzvah on the land itself. So in his Minchas Asher and Shvi'is and Simen Aleph, he writes that Matzinu b'tchumim shonim b'halacha. We find in different areas of halacha that kasher ikere inyan lo be'etzem ha'maisa, that when the primary issue is not the action you're taking, ela b'totza osav, it's the result of that maisa. Even if a guy is the one that does it for you, it's considered as if you did the maisa. Meaning, it's not even a din in shlichus. The point is that the land should be rested. So it doesn't make a difference if I own the land that's being rested or I don't own the land that's being rested. The point is the land should not be worked. And he says you find all over the place that when you have a goal-oriented mitzvah, it doesn't matter if the maisa mitzvah is done in the conventional sense. For example, he says, the Prichadosh in Yardeas in Kov Chav writes that it's mutter to do Tvilas Kelim al Yedei a Goy, even though there's no Shlichus for a Goy. The Goy could do Tvilas Kelim, he's just not Neman on Tvilas Kelim. So if a Jew is watching him, that would be okay, the Prichadosh writes. Or the Machne Ephraim in Hilchus Shluchim, the Simon Yer Aleph, says that if you make a Maka al Yedei Poel Nochri, I have to build a Maka al Gagecha. If I try to build a Maka al Gagecha, someone will fall right off of it. I don't know how to build a Maka. So what am I going to do? I'm going to call my contractor who builds everything, whatever I need, something done in the house. And he's not a Jew, so Miguel is going to come and he's going to build it. That's his name, I'm not making up a name. He's going to come and he's going to build a Maka al Gagecha. So I'm going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though there's no Shlichus for a Nachri. The Chuvus HaRashba in Chelek Aleph, Simon Shudan and Zayin, says that a Shliach based in to execute somebody can even be a guy. Because again, the point is the Totza'a, the point is the result that comes from it. The Magen Avram in Simon Reish Samech Gimel, Sivkat Nir Aleph, says if a woman forgot to light Neros and was ready Mekabel Shabbos, she could have a non-Jew light the Neros, and she can even say the Bracha, says the Magen Avram, the Jewish woman can say the Bracha when the non-Jew lights the Neros. Tosus and Shavuos, Dav Gimel, says that even if a Katan or a Nachri does Hakafas HaRosh on you, it's a violation. Because the point is the Totza'a, the result of having Rosh HaMukaf. The Yerushalmi in the second Parakapeya says that if a non-Jewish farmhands harvest your field, it's still Chayiv Bepeya, even though it's Ktzir Akum is Patrim Peya, because it's your field. And the point is that it's all result-oriented. And one final example in Shuvas, at the end of the Sefer Avnei Miluim in Simul Chafei, he says that if Paul and Nachrim do work on a house, you can be kona bikinyan chazaka, meaning what do you normally have to do? Nol gadar uparatz, you do some sort of kinyan chazaka on the house. I can send a nachri in to do the work on the house, and I'm kona with kinyan chazaka, because it's not a maisa kinyan as much as it is a mitzius of yeshiva babayis. So that's how I'm taking hold of the house. That's how I'm showing that I am I'm living in that house. Rav Asher suggests that sometimes you have a mitzvah that's the result. So it's not really about the maisa or about you owning it or about, it's just the result. This is a major machlokas, though, but that's his read on the situation. So he suggests the only potential mitzvah would be that of being mafgir peros shvius. But usually these places only sell random pieces of land and not fruit trees, so you can't even be mafgir the peros shvius. And even if they do sell fruit trees, it would be shevi altasa, and therefore there's no obligation to enter into the chiyuv anyway. And then he says on a hashkafic level, rachman ali babai, and those farmers that are most nefesh, not to work, those are the ones that got rewarded, and they're very much worthy of our support, not some guy who's selling a plot of dirt in his backyard to make a few bucks. That's not where our money should be going. The money should be going to farmers who are being moser nefesh to give up on their livelihood for a year in order to observe the mitzvah. Clearly you get the impression, not only from Rav Asher Weiss, but from all of the other literature on the topic, of those poskim who are against this idea, that it's not just a halachic argument that they're against this idea, they're very nervous about where the money is going to be taken from to go to these programs. That the derech always was to do whatever you can to support the farmers in Israel are being Moser Nefesh. If money is going to be taken away from that purpose and instead redirected toward something else, so they're very nervous about how that's going to happen. So Rav Asher Weiss clearly is worried that it's going to take away donations to Shomrei Shvius, which is where our money should really go, but it happens to be the advertisement I saw had a haskama from Rav Yaakov Ariel. Now, I read the haskama from Rav Yaakov Ariel. It was a very respected Talmud Chacham in the Dati Lumi community, and the haskama from Rav Yaakov Ariel didn't really say exactly, it didn't give a significant halachic argument. I actually have it right here. He said, all he writes is that mitzvah shmita chala ala aretz, that the mitzvah of shmita is on the land, and the entire land is shayach to kol Yisrael, to every Jew, pasher hu sham, you have a chelik in the land, and therefore it's a good idea to be to support the farmers by buying a tree from them. Meaning, it doesn't sound like he's really suggesting that you're mekayim the mitzvah of shvisas karka specifically because you bought the tree. He's just saying, everyone wants to feel like they're a part of it, and we have a big mitzvah to support the farmers, so if the farmer's willing to sell you a tree, and you can help him out by planting a tree with a farmer, so good, so then that's a good thing to do. Rav Gershon Edelstein also had given a shiur on this topic, and they wrote it up, and I didn't hear from his mouth, and it's not from his pen either, but they wrote this up in the name of Rav Gershon Edelstein, and he writes that there's a mitzvah of tishbos on Shabbos. So if a person is mechal Shabbos, let's say, but he has a few moments that he isn't doing anything, there he's just, you know, no one could be mechal Shabbos all day long. You get tired, right? You get tired of doing malach at a certain point. So he takes a little rest in the middle of, between his plowing and his harvesting. You know, he can't do that, right? One right after the other, probably. But, you know, he takes a little rest between being kosev and being mevashel or something. So he takes a little rest. Does he fulfill the mitzvah of Shusa Shabbos? So Rav Gershon Edelstein writes that unlike mezuzah, where both Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf and Vav and the Ran in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Midape Arif say that there's a kiyum mitzvah even when you aren't doing anything. They discuss in the question of osig mitzvah patam and a mitzvah that if you have a mezuzah, why do you have to do any other mitzvahs? Because you're osig mitzvah, you're doing mitzvah mezuzah. There's a mezuzah al pischa, so why do you have to do any other mitzvah? But they both work with the assumption that there is a kiyum mitzvah. It's just that we don't apply osig mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. But over here, there's no kiyum because it's pure shevi al taseh. So one does not get a kiyum mitzvah if they're Mechal Shabbos all day long, in the 5 minutes that they're not being Mechal Shabbos. When the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes says that in Lo Avar Aveira, you get Schar Ka'osa Mitzvah, that's only talking about if it's Bad Dvar Aveira Liado, that if a person passes up an opportunity for an Aveira, he gets Schar as if he did a Mitzvah. That means that the opportunity came along, not just Stam, that he happens to not be doing an Aveira. I'm not getting Schar right now for not eating Chazer. No one offered me any Chazer. If someone offers me some Chazer and I turn it down, then maybe I'll get Schar for not eating chazer. The mitzvah of tishbos on Shabbos is when you have a nisayon to be mechal Shabbos and you refrain. So says Rav Gershon Edelstein, the same by Shviyas. If there's a need to work the land and you refrain from doing so, so then you fulfill the mitzvah. When you buy a piece of land, he says, it's usually land that wasn't worked in the 6 year either. He says a lot of these programs, when you're buying a piece of land, you're buying a piece of someone's living room. So no one worked that land last year or the year before or the year before. So there's no mitzvah of Shvisa. Shvisa means that it's normally worked, and now it's not being worked. So therefore, it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. If it is land that is actually worked, then it would depend on the gedder of the mitzvah of Shvisa Sa'aretz. Whether it's like Shvisa's Behema, they have to make sure that others don't work in your field, in which case maybe you are fulfilling a mitzvah, says Rav Gershon Edelstein. But you have to look into the situation. What exactly are you buying? Is it karka that is normally worked that is now not being worked? And ideally, you should look into whether the money goes to the farmers at all. It seems that many, many of the Gedolim are very skeptical about the whole situation. So my son, Daniel, is in NCSY Kollel this summer. So I said, do me a favor, go over to Rav Schechter and ask him what he thinks about this. So to the extent that we can trust Daniel's edus, he reported that Rav Schechter thought it was a good idea, that it's, he said that Rav Schechter thought it was not a new idea. You find discussions in earlier Achronim about that. And he thought it was a good idea that we should be able to buy karka. I confirmed with Rav Shai Shechter, just in case, and he said, yeah, that his father thought it was a good idea. Is it an issue of Kol Milsa Di'u Lo Matzi Yavid Shliach Lo Matzi Mashvi? That if you can't do it, how can you make a shliach to do it? So there's a discussion in the Plesi about this. The Chachmas Adam says that we don't apply Kol Milsa because over here you're qualified to observe the mitzvah Satlius Baris. You just happen to not be there. You just happen to be far away. So Rav Shechter thought, if you can verify that it's actually happening, then it's a good idea. I asked Rav Yisrael Reisman when we had the opportunity to be with him, so I asked him what he thought about it. He said, my grandfather didn't do it. Meaning this is not something that we have generations of precedent of how we support Shemitah when Shemitah years come. And the precedent is the Gedolim always strongly encourage that we send money to help farmers out, that we try to help out the farmers who are otherwise being moser nefesh. So without having to buy land. And he said, also thought it didn't make sense to go out of your way to volunteer a shevi al taseh. So somebody told me, Jacob Rosenfeld, the student from YU, told me that he was in contact with somebody who works for one of these organizations, and he asked him how much money goes to help the farmers. And he was told some of the money does and some doesn't. I don't know what that, I mean, he didn't give the breakdown. So whatever that organization is, I don't know about every organization, he was told some of the money helps the farmers, some of the money doesn't. It goes to pay for other things or whatever. It's vadai a great mitzvah to support the farmers in fulfilling the mitzvah of Shemitah. And to the extent that anything will take away from that, it's obviously not worth it. There were letters signed by many Gedolei Yisrael where the impression you get is that they're very worried about this. So if you have a situation, and someone has to do the research, I should probably do the research, so someone's got to do the research. If you have a situation where doing this is actually all the money is going to supporting farmers who are being shomer shvius, and you happen to be buying land, a piece of land that normally is worked throughout the other 6 years, where there's a possibility at least that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, even though there may not be a midas chasidus to go out of your way to do it, or you know, you could argue on that whether you have to go out of your way to fulfill a shevi al taseh. But if that's a way of supporting farmers, then it would be very, very good. But a person has to be careful, as with any tzedakah, to know where your money is going, to make sure. Meaning, a lot of times people think, you know, that okay, if I'm giving tzedakah, it's not going to be mine anyway, so I could just send it wherever I want. Would you do that in your own spending? You know, I have a car, so I'm not going to do any research if it's a good car or a bad car or anything. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusted us with money, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to make sure that it goes to the right place. So we have to do the research to make sure that that we're sending it to a place where it's going to actually help us participate in the mitzvah of Shemitah in that great way of supporting farmers who are willing to be moser nefesh, not to work the land during Shemitah. Okay.